USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China will not be looking into former vice president and 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden, despite President Trump saying they may want to. A spokesman today says they have no intention of intervening, adding, "Our position is consistent and clear." After a meeting in Seattle about lowering prescription drug prices, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not happy that President Trump blocked the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, from testifying.
He has said to his lawyers that he's fully prepared to come to testify. There will be a subpoena issued.
Meanwhile, House Republican from Ohio Jim Jordan says the Democrats are playing dirty pool.
That treatment is the reason why the administration, the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
There's a continuing decline in illegal southern border crossings. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan says illegal border traffic declined for a fourth straight month in September, when it was down by 65% from what was seen in May. He says at a White House briefing, it's because of more cooperation from some other nations.
President Trump has worked to have other countries in the regions, like Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries, to join us as true partners.
Morgan, though, took the opportunity to chide Congress for doing nothing on serious immigration reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jews all over the world will observe Yom Kippur beginning tonight. The holiest day on the Jewish calendar begins at sundown. It's a 25-hour day of atonement observed by fasting, praying, and synagogue services in which Jews ask God for forgiveness. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This week in my series on how to fix our broken healthcare system, we're going to discuss transparency in the healthcare industry, and specifically, when you go to a doctor or when you visit an ER, who you're supposed to be paying and how much they're supposed to be charging you. Again, I had a chance to chat with Dr. Marty McCary. He's a surgeon and professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University. Now, he also has a book out titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And like I said, we discuss how crazy the healthcare system is, because you don't know what you're paying up front, and then you get a bill and you could be paying a lot more than what you anticipated.
You need to get an itemized bill, check for mistakes, Google the code and find out what the service is, figure out if you actually had that done. Look for mistakes. 80% of medical bills that are itemized from hospitals have a mistake. You need to look up the going price on fairhealth.org or Healthcare Blue Book. You need to figure out what the true market value is for services and use that as a starting point for negotiation. When I defend patients who are unfairly sued for not paying their medical bills to have their paycheck garnished, which is a disgrace, I remind the judges that I can't just show up and mow your lawn and send you a bill for $4,000. There's got to be some agreement. So we're trying to restore civility to medical billing practices.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.